Right, you lot, listen now. Get on your bikes. No, I'm not trying to be rude. It's time to reconnect with your bikes. That's what I'm saying, yeah? Pump up the tyres, because author of Lost Lanes Wales, 36 glorious bike rides in Wales on the border, Jack Thurston joins me now. Hi, Jack.
Hello, Wyn.
It's the title first, right? It's not tripping off my tongue at the moment. Lost Lanes Wales, 36 glorious bike rides in Wales on the borders. It's a long one.
Well, we got the Lost Lanes Wales is the title, and the other bit explains what it's all about.
So really. It tells us what it does on the tin.
Yeah, this is to differentiate it from the first Lost Lanes, which was all about rides in southern England, helping Londoners escape from the city into the countryside around London. And this one, I mean, most people who live in Wales, like I do, we don't need to escape. We've got it right on our doorsteps. We just walk out, get on our bikes, and we're into glorious countryside.
I'm interested, right? Who is this book for? Is it for, like, Bradley Wiggins, or is it for people like me?
It's for people like you, Wyn.
I've got a new bike.
Have you?
Yes, with a basket on the front.
Excellent.
Will I be able to do your rides?
Keep the picnic in there.
Pardon?
You keep the picnic in there.
Yes. Well, what's not to love about it? Right, so will I be exhausted, though? How long are the rides?
Well, the rides vary from pan-flat rides of about 17 miles along the seafront on a totally traffic-free cycle path to some really challenging rides up in the mountains of Snowdonia and the Berwyns and everything in between, really. They're day rides, and they're all for abilities, and you can just pick the one that you feel matches what you're up to, or split it over 2 days if you don't want to go fast. Find a nice B&B that's around about the halfway point, and I've indicated some in the
yes.
book, and just stop and take it easy. You can ride them fast, and you can ride them slowly, and I prefer to take my time and stop along the way, as well as enjoying the benefits of cycling hard, which are, is all the nice things about feeling like you're doing a bit of work, and you pay down that calorie deficit that you're going to get at the end of the day when you have a huge meal. You've done the hard work and you've earned the meal, so you can't go wrong really on a bike.
That's what I like about this book, right? Because I have seen the book, and you tell us where we can go and eat and stuff like that. That's my kind of cycling.
Yeah, great pubs. There's no drink cycling law, so you can have a drink along the way. Not too many, although you probably won't be able to ride the bike, but you could be the judge of that. It's just, riding a bike is just a very different way of experiencing the countryside than being inside a car in a box. You've got the wind in your hair. I mean, you ride a bike, you know what it's like. You feel the downhill, the thrill of riding down, and everyone's ridden a bike. I mean, almost everyone's ridden a bike as a child, and that thrill of riding downhill, it's the closest, I think, as human beings that we get to being birds and taking flight. And then, whenever anything that goes down has got to come up the other side. So, but if you have to get off and walk up the other side, then that's fine too.
Because downhills depress me, because you think I'm going down, there's got to be payback at some time.
Yes, I mean, there is that. Well, life's like that, isn't it? So it's a sort of perfect metaphor.
Are you one of these cyclists who kind of nonchalantly says, I'm just off to cycle 1,000 miles in about 35 minutes? Are you one of those?
I'm not. I wish, I mean, in a way I wish I was, but I don't have the legs quite for that sort of thing. I mean, as good as Wales is at rugby, I think it would be fair to say that it's even better at cycling. You've got people like Geraint Thomas and Luke Rowe and Becky James, and there's some real cycling stars. But I'm more of using the bicycle to explore.
So you don't shave your legs then and all of that?
I'm afraid not, no.
Have you ever been in a velodrome?
I have been in the velodrome. I've ridden the velodrome at Newport.
Newport, yeah.
And I did a taster session, which I can highly recommend.
It's quite frightening, isn't it?
It was thrilling, absolutely thrilling. Yeah. By the end of the 3 hours, I was cycling right up the very top of the banking, and spinning around. Have you tried it?
Yeah, I bottled it. I don't like having my feet actually strapped into it.
Yes.
That's my problem.
Yeah, well, I think you just have to go with it. The coaches down there are very good, and they won't let you do anything that's going to be dangerous, so you just have to go with the flow.
Okay, coming back to your book,
yes.
Lost Lanes Wales, what would be a good ride just to kind of break yourself into it if you're not, like, a really fantastic rider?
Well, it depends where you live, really, then, because the rides are spread all around the country. But the one that I've entitled Seaside Seduction, which is one that really, if you've got friends who maybe aren't into cycling, or you're not that into cycling yourself, or you're just starting out, this is the one to go for, because it's pan flat, and it runs from essentially the wetland centre near Llanelli all the way along the front there, along the Millennium Coast Path to Kidwelly Castle.
Beautiful.
And then you can either ride back the way you've come, because it's so beautiful, it's worth doing twice, or if that's enough, if you can just hop on the train and it's a couple of stops back. So that's a really nice one. Up in the north, I like the Barmouth to Dolgelley route along the estuary there. The Mawddach estuary is fantastic, and in my book I've got that as the way out, and then on the way back, and it's optional again, you could go round the side of Cader Idris, which is much hillier, but then you get this fantastic view of Barmouth and the estuary from Creganan Lakes, and then a thrilling descent back down to the estuary. So, or you could just ride back along the estuary. There are lots of, I mean, I love the marine drive up at Llandudno around the Great Orme's Head. I mean, if that were in the south of France, it would be called the Corniche de whatever, and it would be celebrated, and people would fly their private jets down there to ride it. But because it's in North Wales, you know, people don't give it too much of a second look, unfortunately. But it's one of the most stunning roads in the whole of Britain, if not Europe, I would say. It's gorgeous on a bike.
And even if you don't make the ride, the book is full of wonderful pictures, so you feel like you've been on the ride.
Well, I've tried to capture it. I mean, I'm not a photographer by trade, but if you spend enough time out on the bike, you do see the country in it at its most beautiful. You maybe get rained on, but then the sun breaks through. And I have to say, it was good to hear Derek before the news talking about how it's going to be a gorgeous weekend this weekend, because we feel like in September as cyclists that you feel like you're counting down those amazing sunny weekends where you can get out there and not have to worry about packing a rain jacket. But if you do spend time on the bike, you know, you do see the country at its very best and really enjoy it, because you're totally immersed in the landscape.
Jack, thank you very much. Lost Lanes Wales 36, Glorious Bike Rides in Wales and the Borders, is out now, and that's by Jack Thurston. Right.